Hello, and welcome to the Spooncast.
Hello, I'm well comfortable here.
This is Level Up Podcast, episode number 62.
Hello.
Mr. Kwai.
What?
He's got his belly out and he's looking rather tired.
Yeah.
And I was going to think of a rap for you, Callum, but I can't remember what it was.
Obviously never, ever, ever have
a coconut gun, it fires and spurts. If it shoots you, it's going to hurt. Callum left.
you just rip off the DK rap.
Maybe.
You're a dick. As Maybe if you I know did. That. As if I know that.
Yeah.
Move along from this travesty of a conversation.
So picture this, right? I'm sitting at my, what can be described as only a table covered in keyboards and iPhones.
Coke.
And Coke. And Callum and Kwai lying on my mattress bed floor. Lying quite next to each other. Callum resting his head on my boxer shorts.
No, right, I've stopped doing that now.
With the microphone in between him, they're both looking rather...
Well,
post-coital, I think the word is.
Yeah, this is actually quite post-coital, but no, Kwai's not feeling too well.
Would you two like a cigarette?
No, I don't smoke. If I could have, like, a chocolate fudge bar or something like that instead, that'd be fantastic.
Only you, Callum.
Oh, no. Or maybe all the non-smokers in the world
we
would rather have a fudge bar than a smoke.
We can get them now.
Quite fast the driving test.
Don't breathe on me. I may be looking after you, but I don't want to be like you. Disease ridden bag.
You're both so charming to each other. Enzo, you just made love.
Yeah. Well,
and I mean made love, I mean played Vanquish.
Yeah, I vanquished.
I am not very good at that at the moment. I need to actually look at the controls.
It does help if you know what you're doing.
Yeah, because you were like, oh yeah, use the grenade button. Which one's the grenade button? I don't know.
How do you press grenades? How do you use grenades? You press a button, Callum. God.
No, but LB, I thought that would be a good grenade button. No, that's smoke a fag. For no reason. Do you get extra points for smoking a fag while standing on someone and shooting everything or something?
I don't know. The game's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy. Right. We've got some news going on. Start off with Major Nelson. Everyone loves Major Nelson.
Oh, God, what's he done?
He's released all of the upcoming arcade information. What games are coming out over the next
Well, I thought we were talking about
month.
Mark Nelson.
No. Major Nelson. All the games that are coming out over the next month on Xbox Live Arcade, how much they cost.
Ooh, please divulge.
Xbox Live Arcade games coming September 22nd, which is... Day?
Yes, it is.
As we record this, Alien Breed 2 Assault Episode 2, 800 Microsoft points.
I'm confused by that already.
Isn't Alien Breed like a Genesis game? Kwai's nodding, yeah.
Yes, it must be. It's Alien Breed. Nodding on a radio podcast.
Alien Breed 2. Death Bank 2, Thongs of Virtue is 1200 Microsoft
points. Death Bank 2?
Yeah.
Didn't the first one come out like really soon?
Like 2 months ago.
What?
Yes.
What's in there for
Death Bank 2, Thongs of Virtue, 1200 Microsoft points.
Thongs of Virtue.
It's a subtitle. Thongs of Virtue, because he wears a thong in the game. Thongs, not like flip-flops of Virtue, it's underwear thongs of Virtue.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gathered that. What do you mean thongs, flip-flops?
They call them in America.
What, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Don't put your leg over me like that, you leper.
Also today, Callum, you'll be excited about this, what? I think. Or Kwai, one of yous will. Serious Sam HD, The Second Encounter.
Oh my god, yes!
It comes to 1200 Microsoft points today.
1200?
So expensive.
Yeah, fuck that, I'm waiting for that to get cheaper.
And then next week starts the Autumn of Arcade, I suppose they want to call it.
They're not calling it Fall of Arcade anymore, they're calling it like...
Fall of Arcade?
Yeah, that's what it was called last year, and they're like... Ah, it doesn't make any sense.
Or whatever they're calling it.
Like Meat Fest or something. Like Arcade Feast or something.
Yeah, it's something.
Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, man. Okay. Next week, September 29th, is Hydrophobia. It's 1200 Microsoft points.
Cool.
Comic Jumper in October 6th, which looks a bit like Comic Zone, the Genesis.
That's not a very good game.
I liked it.
Comic Jumper's cool at the moment. It's like Shank.
Oh, I like that game.
October 13th. Pinball FX 2.
No.
It's free. And you have... What?
Does it have achievements?
Yeah.
Fucking yeah. High
five. But the game is free to download. And the... some of the tables you have to purchase. So you need like one table with a free download.
Oh, yeah. Piss that.
And then the rest you have to purchase individually for like a small fee.
You got all the achievements with the one table?
I don't know.
You better. Otherwise, I'm not going to be a happy bunny.
No bunnies.
We'll find out on October 13th. And finally, I'm very excited about October 20th, which is Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy.
It's like Mario. It's just Mario.
Darling of the indie game scene.
Really?
Yes. Apparently, it is actually amazing.
It's just Mario. It's a Mario clone.
Oh, okay, right.
Apparently, it's like super hard. The levels are super short.
Right. Yeah, that does make sense. So it's just Mario clone. Won't be that hard then. Mario games aren't hard.
Super Meat Boy.
Yeah, oh yeah, obviously, because it's a boy and he's meaty. Damn, I forgot that one. I've known nothing about this, so.
Boy meat.
Apparently, it's exciting news.
Dealers of the week. This week is Left 4 Dead 2 the passing for 320 marks of points.
Yeah.
A whole 43%
I hate Deal of the Week because it always seems to just come. Like, the deal comes as soon as I buy it. It's just like, oh, you bought it now, Callum. Now we can put on the Deal of the Week. It did it with Trials. It's done it with Left 4 Dead.
Have you bought Toy Soldiers yet?
No, but I'm not going to.
Dropping in price to 800.
It's hard. It's
dropping
really
in price to 800
hard.
Next week.
No, fuck that. It's hard.
And, obviously, if you go on the Xbox Live dashboard now, you can vote for the, next few deals of the week.
But they're all previous deals they've had before.
Yeah, they are. Okay, everyone, if you're going to vote, pick Trials HD, because I want the big part, but I don't want to spend that much.
At the moment, Battlefield's winning. The
yeah, don't get Perfect Dark, because I already have that, and I don't want to have another rub in my face moment. Thank you very much.
What? Games on Demand. You ready for Games on Demand? Two of them.
Ooh.
Yesterday,
ooh.
As we record this, Lara Croft Tomb Raider Anniversary came out.
Yeah.
And next week is Assassin's Creed 2.
Woo. Both games I've played.
And there's some...
Anniversary's not that good. Underworld. Tomb Raider Underworld. That's a fantastic game.
Xbox Live Avatar. Tomorrow, 23rd of September, Guitar Hero Warriors of Warwick. And 28th is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood.
Wait, tomorrow did you say?
Yeah.
Outfits, not...
Outfits.
Oh, right.
Avatar outfits.
Oh, okay. Warriors of Rock, what a waste of time.
And the add-ons...
That 3 looks good.
Add-ons, today, or yesterday, whatever you want to call it.
What?
Liars and Cheats.
Ooh.
Red Dead, 800 marks of points.
What a waste of money.
Borderlands, Claptraps, New Robot Revolution is 800 marks of points, that's 28th.
Oh, really? They're doing more Borderlands stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
And September 29th is Toy Soldiers Invasion.
I think it's actually worth me buying Game of the Year version.
Yeah, might be.
Probably.
Once I get my internet connection, I'll need to get other people to buy it with me, though. Me and Quai, we can buy...
I have yet to play this game.
Yeah, but you'll have to get level 50 before I'm interested with playing with you. Because it won't be any fun with you playing with us. Because you won't be able to kill any of the enemies. Because if there are certain...
I'm not going to play anyway.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic, though.
Once you get off shop too, that'll probably be cheap as chips.
Yeah. Thing is, though, it'll only be me and you, and we need four.
Why?
Because, like, there's a bit in General Knox. Is it General Knox?
Might be. Yeah, it's
General. Yeah. You face this giant crab beast. You need four people to do it.
Oh, yeah, apparently that's, like, the hardest thing in the world to do.
What, Cormorax?
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Yeah, Andy's finally done it.
The final boss things, and it's like, you have to...
You don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. It's just a side mission.
Yeah, it's, like, three levels above the maximum level. At the time.
But they've
raised the level cap now, I think, again, to 69.
Yeah, they have. But only for people that have bought the General Knox or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Map pack thing. But no, I got a text message like 2 weeks after I left uni. So Andy had been doing this for like a good old month. And he got a text message saying, Cormorax is dead! Ah! He was trying for ages, he just wouldn't do it. But right. No, killing his little babies. That makes it a super high level, they do. And they're so easy to kill. So if you want to level grind, you go up there.
I don't like level grinding. It's not fun.
You're a liar.
Do we want to do Reach news, TGS news, or miscellaneous news?
TGS. We can put the Reach into a segue when we talk about it, though. Yeah. So we'll do that last.
Yeah. Okay.
You see, I'm the brains behind this operation.
Okay. So. PSP 2.
Really smells here now that I've noticed it. All I can smell is underwear.
Yeah, that's my shirt, Callum.
Yeah, but the underwear is there.
Well, don't touch it then. Just don't think about it.
It's hard when it's so close to that.
PSP 2 was unofficially, not officially announced by Mortal Kombat people. Some dude went, yeah, we've got the PSP 2 and it's awesome. Oh, shit.
Oh, well. You're not going to buy it, are you? No, of course not, because handheld games are silly.
He will buy it.
Actually, yeah, to be fair, Hobbs is, will...
Apparently it's going to be a phone, I'm just like...
If they announce a new mobile game for it, you'll buy it.
Yeah, that's very true. Actually, no, did you buy the new one on PS? Peace Walker?
Yeah, I've got it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he definitely will then. Because I remember you turning around, yeah, it's shit, the controls are shit. I bought it now and it's quite good.
You get used to it. You get used to after playing it for a while.
It just looked like...
If the controls were shit, I'd bought it on the faith that it would get good. And you get used to the controls. It's a very good game. I haven't finished it yet. It's really hard.
Really?
Really hard. Yeah, it gets like super, super difficult. You're fighting like giant Metal Gears. You've got like just you and a pistol. The bastard.
Fucking man up, Hobbs.
It's a bastard.
God, man up.
Speaking of man up, Michael Jackson...
What?
Man up a small child.
Oh, what?
Planet Jacko has been announced.
I thought we were free for all them jokes. I thought after he died, the 2 weeks after all the mobile phone jokes, it would be over, but no. Anyway, sorry.
There's a lot of YouTube video game shows that are just basically thinking up Michael Jackson, Planet Michael Jackson puns, fiddling kids online.
And yeah, I think they've kind of resurfaced that joke.
Yeah.
Mamorpgaphile.
It's a MMO.
Mamorpgaphile.
And so far, the only thing that's been announced on it is the fact that all the locations are based on Michael Jackson properties. See videos.
So you'll go to his ranch, his crazy ranch.
So you might go to Neverland. You might go to Neverland.
Obviously, like, it'll be like, a thriller video.
There's like a Billie Jean. Is it the bar in Billie Jean?
I don't know. I'm thinking they'd do more of the
black
bar
and white.
They did the bar in a Moonwalker.
No. The bar from one of his videos is the thriller graveyard place. Probably the moon ship thing.
And then a lava world.
The video of Michael Jackson.
And then just randomly a lava world just in the middle of it. And an ice world.
Right.
Because everything has to have, like, every sort
of
thing.
No, that'll be a very windy
thing.
Place from the Earth song.
What are the classes?
Elven warrior,
child fiddler, monkey fucker.
How would you attack stuff? It's so confusing.
I don't know. It's a social. It's free to download.
Oh, so it's shit then.
And it's a
see, what's
it's a social MMO rather than a fighting MMO.
So people are going to go on there and have sex in various locations of Michael Jackson's mind.
And it's made by CEE.
Who?
CEE. No, SEE. No idea who they are.
CEE.
Yeah.
And thanks.
They said it's the first in a series of interconnected planets based on licensed properties.
So they're using the names of dead people to hog off their shite games.
Planet Marlon Brando.
And it'll be...
That'll be rubbish. It'll just be like a slow decay of yourself. Just get fat and...
Planet Janet Jackson.
Bloated. Just get your tats out.
It's all...
With Justin Timberlake going like this, oh, shot.
It's all free to play, but it's funded on microtransactions.
Planet Lady Gaga.
No, no, no. That woman's freaked me out. She's gone too far.
Why?
Well,
why
I hear that. I wouldn't hit it anymore. I would hit it, but why now she wears a dress of me.
Why is she
freaked
me out? When?
So have you not seen the dress of me?
I haven't seen the dress of me. I heard about the dress of me. I haven't seen the dress of me.
It's horrible looking. And the reason she wears it is so, so strange.
What's that? Do you like me?
No, she goes, she wears it because she's against the fact that the US Army won't have anyone in if they're openly gay. You can be gay, but if you're openly gay, you won't be allowed in the army. So, there you go. That's why she's wearing it. She wants that to change.
She
wears a dress of...
she's a fucking idiot, but I'd still have sex with her.
I wouldn't have sex with her. I've seen some really bad photos of her recently, like, horrendously bad.
With her penis out.
She hasn't got a penis. Do you want to believe everything Heat magazine tells you?
Yes.
You're a beast. Anyway, we've gone kind of off topic here.
Microsoft is launching a Zune Music thing.
Don't really use Zune anyway.
It's Spotify for your 360, essentially.
Is it?
Oh, $8.99 a month.
Yeah, but Last FM, you don't pick the songs.
Yeah, but you just put in like Metallica playlist and off you go.
Yeah, you put Metallica playlist.
You get like two Metallica songs.
Yeah.
Or listen to Metallica. okay, I'm going to put in Metallica as the last FM. You get a Metallica song and then loads of shit that sounds not Metallica but isn't as good as Metallica. That's what you get
to
with
be
Last
fair,
FM.
To be fair, with Last FM though, it does get you listening to bands that you wouldn't normally listen to.
That's the point of it. With Spotify, you say, I want to listen to Metallica. You talk about Metallica, and you get everything Metallica's ever done.
Yeah, but Spotify's still got massive gaps in its library.
Oh yeah, it has.
But I can't go on it because I've not been invited.
I'll invite you.
Yeah, you bought it though, didn't you?
I'll invite you.
Will you?
Yeah, my dad's got it.
Oh, you're so lovely. I love you.
I've still got a couple of invites going out for it. You haven't got a computer?
I will next month.
All right then.
The time is near for when I get internet.
Yay, we can play Xbox.
It's coming soon, or it's coming, or it's out now, or it's basically happening.
What we're talking about?
Zoom thing.
Oh right, yeah.
It's $8.99 a month.
$8.99 a month.
Yeah, it's cheaper than Spotify.
How much is Spotify a month?
$9.99.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I use it all the time. It's worth it because you can get it. You have to get it on the iPhone. You have to pay, and you get a high bit.
I know you have to pay for it to get it on the iPhone. But balls to that. Move on now. I'm angry.
You don't want $8.99.
No.
What would you want it for?
What?
Chips.
How much? I was hoping it'd be free. As long as I listen to adverts. $8.99. I don't mind listening to adverts.
Scott Pilgrim is coming to DVDs November 9th.
Already? That's really cool.
It's not even game news. I thought I'd throw that in because we love it.
Yeah, we do. Did you love it?
We did.
November 9th is coming out on DVD.
That is very quick.
Well, there. That's the American release. So it'll be there or thereabouts.
Oh, right. That would be ages.
I still haven't got Kick-Ass on DVD yet.
Yeah, neither have I. I'll get it when it's cheaper.
Yeah. I was going to pay like 15
quid
for
art
it.
Cards.
That's really sad.
How much did it cost you?
$8.99.
Where from?
Play.
Yeah, but I've...
Changeable art cards.
Oh, no, he's going to show us again. Oh, who could you have? Oh, wow.
Have Big Daddy.
Put Big Daddy on the front if I want to.
Oh, and you've got facts at the back as well.
There is.
Oh, rad's that. Don't tell us any.
Kick-ass fact of the week.
Can we play Top Trumps with them?
You can play Top Trumps with them, actually.
Really?
Kick-ass is cool fact, he's only 50. But his durability is 95. Which is more than Big Daddy's durability, which is 85.
Yeah, Big Daddy dies.
Hit Girl's cool factor is 100.
Yeah, to be fair, that is, she is the coolest part of the film by a mile.
Her durability is only 57.
She's a little girl. Now stop doing this.
You're taking us off topic.
Yeah.
We might as well talk about the new Iron Maiden album if you're going to take us this far off topic.
It's not very good, is it? I'm glad you agree. I don't feel like Judas by saying.
So get your foot off my knee.
I didn't feel like a Judas when I was like, I don't like it that much.
They're getting, like, gluttonous.
No, they're not getting gluttonous. They're just becoming stale and old, like any other old band. They're just like, shit, we've kind of run out of ideas. Let's just churn out some stuff. What haven't we done yet? Space. Let's do Space.
Can't wait for Metallica's Space album.
I just can't wait for Metallica's new album, full stop. Anyway, this isn't about games. Yeah. Unless we talk about guitar and Metallica.
Let's make Callum angry.
Okay, right, here we go.
To hold you down.
This should be a section in itself.
I'll hold you down.
Let's make Callum angry.
That's the theme music I just sang.
Oh, well, thank you. You're
Bobby,
make me angry.
Do you know who Bobby Kotick is?
Is he the CEO of Activision?
Yes, he is. He's got the idea of selling you.
Me?
In-game. Selling you, and just you, Callum.
Yeah.
What he's calling in-game movies.
Like
what Substance did?
Yes. $30 a pop.
What?
That's his idea to make some money. So you sell it alongside the game in the shop on a DVD, or you bundle them together for an upped price.
Yeah, well,
this is his idea. So you stitch together the cutscenes.
That's terrible.
And sell it for money.
That's really bad. What? Because they're never fun. These things are never good.
Can you imagine watching the Modern Warfare film?
That'd be ridiculous. And that would be like half an hour's worth of film. And you've paid like 15 quid for it. No, 20 quid for it.
About 20 quid, yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Stupid, I tell you. Stupid. I hate him. Well done.
Let's make Callum angry. Hey.
That has got me angry.
Wesker and Spider-Man are in Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Fate of Two Worlds.
Shock horror. Of course they were going to be in it.
And Battlefield Bad Company 2 Vietnam DLs. Which is basically four weapons. No, four maps, 16 weapons.
License tracks.
No fun. Licensed Tracks. Yeah, but I've got pretty much all Vietnam.
It's gonna be just Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's all I want to hear. And Ride of the Valkyries. Speaking of Ride of the Valkyries, yeah. We won't talk about it because it's wrestling involved.
Thank you.
But it was quite funny. It was quite funny. I don't understand why they did it, but never mind.
Thank you. I love you now.
Now for.
Yun and Yang are officially in Street Fighter 4 Arcade. Super.
Arcade. Who?
Yun and Yang.
Yun and Yang.
Who?
They're from Street Fighter 3.
Oh,
yeah. They're alright.
Will they be downloadable?
I hope so. But we don't know.
They're in the arcade.
Well, they'll be downloadable.
But there's been balance changes, like major balance changes, and they've said if you've played Super, you need to like learn your whole game again.
What? So if
this is the major one. They've changed Bison's second Ultra to Charge.
That's good because I kept warping.
It's not good though, is it? Because it means you can't spam it on recovery.
Yeah, but I don't do that because normally I end
up
just warping.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
I end up just warping all over the place because I can't do it right because my fingers are like sausages. It's a finishing move, Hobbs. It's Street Fighter. Don't worry.
TGS news now.
Hooray.
Get your foot off my knees.
Get a good foot rest.
Okay, I've got a few things that were announced and shown off. Start from the bottom. Fire Pro Wrestling with your avatars. Callum's, no. Wrestling game where you can wrestle the avatars. With your avatar. Do you make your grandma a wrestler? Make your grandma a wrestler? Callum is not impressed. Quiet, come on.
I'm hoping stunned silence will shut you up.
Wrestling.
Yeah, but it's with avatars.
And it's rubbish, because wrestling is rubbish. Avatar games are rubbish.
Hey, hey. Is that a good one?
Oh, it's Kingdom of Keflings?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't have to use your avatar in that.
You do.
Yeah, well, we didn't. We used the big hench one.
You're not fun, are you?
No,
what about Super Baby Maker?
I've never played Super Baby Maker Extreme. I don't want to play a game.
It's your avatar. So my avatar got birthed in a suit and glasses. And he flew out of the hospital.
And do you have to get him as far away as possible?
Yeah.
That's a bit rubbish.
No, I played the demo. And I hit the hospital doors. It was like, no. As far as you're allowed to go. Mr. Baby, who was born in a suit and glasses.
What, are you flying in the air?
Yeah, you got to bounce off stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's well good. Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
Yeah!
Tumbleweed goes across the room.
I loved Tekken Tag Tournament.
I know you did, Hobbs. But Marvel vs. Capcom 3, it's much better than that, I'm afraid.
I like Tekken.
Mortal Kombat.
Last night,
a couple of nights ago, I watched Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Yeah, I was like, I got my driving test tomorrow, I need to sleep. Mortal Kombat Annihilation is on.
And I can tell you right now.
What channel was it on?
ITV2, Plus 1.
Oh, gosh.
I can tell you right now, it is truly terrible.
I might go on ITV Play and see if I can find it.
Try.
Who's in it? Is it like
you think people would be well known that are in it?
One of the guys from the Warriors is in it.
Really?
Who also plays Dexter's dad in
Dexter.
That guy.
Who does he play?
Raiden.
Oh, what, Christopher Lambert? Or is Christopher Lambert not Raiden in that one?
Christopher Reeve plays wheelchair fighter.
Lambert is not in that one,
isn't he? So they couldn't even get Christopher Lambert, the purveyor of all shit films.
No.
He doesn't like anything bad being said about his good old Highlander, do you?
No, I love Highlander.
There could be only one Highlander.
No, you just sound like a farmer.
Highlander. There can be only one Highlander. Come on, Quiet, so excite you. Metal Gear Solid Rising. They're chopping bowling pins up as they got thrown in the air by a ghetto.
Too.
A ghetto? A gecko?
You didn't talk about Tekken Tag Tournament 2 and the importance of the trailer.
I've seen the trailer, it was announced.
You can juggle continuations from changing character and also throw juggle continuations from changing character.
Can you do that in the other one anyway? No. Yeah, okay.
So basically, if you're King and Armor King and know what you're doing, you can like just continuously juggle power bombs and kill people.
That's really, really rubbish. If that's in the game, that's terrible. Everything is voiced. But
What was he going to say? Yeah. Highlander's not a good film. I'm sorry.
It's there not. Could be only one. Highlander.
Shut up. Any film with old Sean Connery is not good.
It's better to burn out than fade away.
You know, Callum, by the way, you do know what happens when you just rub the top of the microphone.
Does it make noise?
The listening again.
Does it? I'm not rubbing the top of it, though.
You were.
Was I? When?
You're busy like holding it like you hold your own penis, but obviously that's bigger.
Yeah, it is bigger. No, you see Quai's doing that, it's not me. Yeah, it's bigger than my penis.
This is Quai's special segment now.
Well,
Japan Connect games.
Oh, right.
Microsoft went to Japan with a checkbook, went all to all these Japanese developers and went, make some games for Connect. We don't care what it is, just make something.
One of them would kick the shit out of Christopher Lambert simulation.
what did they make, Quai? I don't know what it was. I know one of them is like the worst game idea in the world.
One of them...
Just from the title.
Being called, Christopher Lambert.
It's called Haunt.
That's not... This is not the one I hate.
It's a horror game. There's another horror game called Rise of the Nightmares.
That sounds terrible.
There's
a lot of horror games.
Project Grasshopper from Suda51.
Ooh!
And Shinji Mikami.
And there's another one called Codename something.
Codename D?
That's the one.
Codename D?
Is that Project Draco or Draco?
No, that's... You have to like Project Draco because it's from the guys that made Panzer Dragoon Orta.
Project Draco is the one where you...
Fly the dragons.
You fly a dragon and you pet the dragon afterwards. So it's like Connectimals. So it's like the PS3 game Lair crossed with Connectimals.
It sounds like what I do with Quai anyway. I kill stuff with Quai, and then I pet him afterwards.
Fair enough.
And another one. Steel Battalion.
Steel Battalion 2 Heavy Armor.
Steel Battalion, the one with the ridiculous controller.
They're like, yeah.
Like, you know, the super ridiculous one.
Yeah, and they're making a sequel, but it won't connect, so it's got no controller.
So
it's got no
controller. So they don't have to make a 200 quid, like, controller.
Yeah, now it's got no controller. Like, and everyone in the games industry is like, it has to be Minority Report. I want something projected in front of me on the screen, and I can go...
Because that controller is brilliant, because they'd be like
this, like Minority Report. And what it's going to be is you're going to be a giant mech sort of stomping around.
Yeah, no, but there was like a button for windscreen wipers and stuff like that. It was ridiculous how many buttons there was.
Now there's no buttons.
That's rubbish.
No, don't worry, you'll find the button for windscreen wipers. You just go like that and it wipes off.
Yeah, I want Minority Report on that now.
No, you'll probably end up being the mech, because it's got mech. It's a mech game now.
Oh,
and you'll end up being a mech and you'll end up stomping around.
There's always a mech.
Godzilla. I'm Godzilla.
It's like Mech D-Day. It's like storming the beaches, and then the mechs come along the beaches as well. Nazi mechs.
Utterly stupid. Asura's Wrath was announced.
Yeah.
It's like a Japanese God of War. Like, one of the opening cuts
from Capcom
was just like some dude. You know, like in God of War, where you're climbing some guy, some massive titan.
Yeah.
And this one, you just climb up some guy's giant man's finger.
Right.
And the things just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
Eventually, you kill the universe. And I got it myself.
No, that'll be the end of Bayonetta 2.
What, murder the universe?
Yeah, sex with the universe. Oh, Cheshire.
Dead Rising Case West was announced.
Chinese Indian Thai.
What?
What?
There's so much to try. Go west.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
The trailer they showed was Chuck Green being like, oh, there's zombies. My wife. My daughter.
So this is just K-Zero, but Frank West.
No, no, no. The trailer they showed was Chuck Green going, they killed my wife. My daughter.
It's not French.
That they are coming from Fortune City. I'm going to need I'm going to need some help.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
And then Frank West turns up.
It's an epilogue. You know
it's like K-Zero. It's like K-Zero.
What's the prologue?
The ending.
But I don't know if it's at the end or the start or whatever.
It's at the end.
It's at after... Yeah. There you go.
It like a shitty thing what Prince of Persia did? And, oh, wait, do you want the real ending? Buy it.
No, no, no. There will be a real ending to the game.
Oh, okay.
It's an epilogue.
But it's like Dead Rising was a prequel. This will be like a mini sequel.
Okay. Alright, cool.
Could be like fire 400 points again and...
Okay, cool.
But you get obviously you will be
Jesus Christ,
one of
we've
you
chatted a bit. Christ.
One of you will get to play. Haven't finished yet. One of you get to play as Frank West.
Don't care.
No, you'll play as Frank West. It won't be co-op. You'll play as Frank West.
Really?
Actually, it might be co-op, but you'll play as Frank West anyway. That's why it's called Case West.
No, I didn't.
Apparently,
like,
it, like, reveals a lot of stuff on why the zombie outbreak happened. It links the stuff between the Willem and
the Willemere.
Willemot.
Is it Willemot?
Whatever the place is. The first one to the second one.
Yeah.
But like, links them together somehow.
I think there was massive potential in Dead Rising, but it's horribly flawed. Horribly
and,
flawed.
Capcom has brought Blue Castle. May probably make it.
Oh.
Done Wars, you know, Callum. Mm. He's covered Wars, you know.
John Sargent.
And finally...
John Sargent. Even better!
Dead Rising case John Sargent.
Yeah, and then he'll try and dance and everyone will feel sorry for him and he gets points for it.
Finally, the biggest and most outrageous piece of news, the thing that's made the internet incredibly angry, to come out of TGS was DMC, where it has been affectionately called on the internet Devil May Twilight.
Devil May Twilight,
yeah.
Why?
Because apparently the guy looks like the dude from Twilight.
No, he doesn't.
Dante now looks like Twilight.
He doesn't look like Rob Patterson.
The other dude.
Or R-Pats, as people call him.
You need to go on Facebook and see what I posted last night.
What?
I'm doing that right now. Yeah. Talk about Devil May Cry.
I love Devil May Cry, and I'm not angry about this at all. Because, to be fair, Devil May Cry 4, like, story was extraordinarily shite. 3's was really good.
The best one.
3 was brilliant. And then you're expecting some kind of Nero sort of... He's going to come back... No, not Nero. Virgil was going to come back. You were expecting it. They were heavily hinting it, and it never happened. And instead you get Nero, he goes, oh yeah, he's another son of Sparta, by the way. Oh, really? Yeah.
He's pretty gay.
Yeah.
Is there a scene in one of the...
Do you want to play as Dante? Oh, look, we're going to make Dante look evil. He's not really that evil. Oh, okay.
Is there a scene in one of
the... So wet.
Where you meet Sparta, and then this is Sparta, and they just point at some dude.
No.
Sparta.
Sparta. Sparta.
This is Sparta!
No, but it's... To be fair, okay, right, Devil May Cry's story's not that great. But Dante was a bit of a dick. I only liked number 3 in terms of story and characters and stuff like that. The rest was crap. So I'm really not that fussed about it at all. And people that are fussed about it are silly. Are you silly?
I'm silly.
Are you fussed about it?
No, I'm not bothered. It's okay.
I love Devil May Cry, but I don't
understand quite.
What?
Picture you
he looks just like him.
Who is the other person?
Robert Pattinson.
Let's have a gander.
Hold the microphone.
Hold it at the base.
Who's that? Oh god, it's him.
You need to read the comments.
I don't understand. Who's the first dude?
It's Tully.
Oh right, fair enough. Anyway,
was it his face you were putting on the tell it to the moon yeah. thing? Oh, that was hilarious, that was.
Yeah, so what do we think of Devil May Twilight?
I'm looking forward to it. Because to be fair, it got stale, it got a bit rubbish, and they needed to do a reboot, to be fair. I think they've made the right decision.
And my Ninja Theory, the guys who did Heavenly Sword.
It could be good, I never played Heavenly Sword.
Shit.
I thought you liked it, Hobbs.
When did I say that?
When you played it.
I played the demo, it was shit.
Did
it was
you?
A crap God of War.
Oh, right.
And then God of, it was like crap God of War 3, and then God of War 3 was crap anyway, so.
Hobbs, you just don't like them sort of games.
I like God of War 1.
Yeah, God of War 1.
God of War 2 is good. I have played Devil May Cry 4. And
Devil May Cry 4's fighting is the best.
I thought it was alright.
Yeah.
Decent game.
Bayonetta's just much better, though.
And then
Dante's Inferno is the best.
Dante's Inferno is not. I'm going to hit you for that. That's
God of War is the best. Out of all of them, God of War is the better one.
Oh, no, Bayonetta. Oh, to be fair, after Bayonetta, Devil May Cry really needed to reboot.
Bayonetta just shits all over it. It just looks too street. Are we trying to be a little street and get...
Yeah,
like, the music is like...
Yeah, and then DMC is
and
written
like
in graffiti.
The really bad
on the
spray,
brick wall.
Yeah, and it's like street. Little M, Big C.
It's made entirely in the West now.
It is made in Britain.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
It's Ninja Theory, an English developer.
Well, to be fair, it was a game aimed at West.
Super.
No, it wasn't. Well, DMC, Devil May Cry was pretty much aimed at the West, but with their own Japanese twist in it, so it could be popular in both.
But now it's entirely Western.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me because the
the tendency for Japanese companies now is to make more games.
I think they're trying to be a bit like street.
I mean, you look at Vanquish, it's mostly Western influences now. And then they have to add the Japanese thing with Giant Robots. Yeah, exactly. A lot of Japanese companies, the money's in the West now, not in Japan.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is make more Dragon Quests and Monster Pokemon. Hunters. Yeah, Monster Hunter, Pokemon, and the one first one I just said.
Speaking of Monster Hunter, right, I was in Jason Miller for a week until last night. He's logged over 150 hours on Monster Hunter.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I heard that just eats your life away.
Yeah,
absolutely destroys your social life. It's worse than World of Warcraft.
There must be a reason why people play it. This is like the worst week in the world for me when it comes to video game news.
Why?
Because I fucking hate Japan. I want to go to Japan, but I just hate Japanese-style video games.
You're a liar.
See, I'd like to go to Japan, but I don't like the food. So it's kind of a bit of a...
I like the food, I like the culture, but I don't like the way they make video games.
I hate fish. So I hate...
You always make noise, don't you, Cameron?
Yeah,
whatever
sorry.
You touch, you have just beef. Make noise.
You can have beef in Japan. They do a lot of beef.
Do they?
Yeah, like Kobe beef.
I heard a story. In some IGN editors went to Japan. And all like there's just these random people in the street just inviting them into office buildings.
Yeah.
And it turns out all these ginormous office buildings are like 20-story clubs.
What?
They just look like office buildings on the outside because everything's so cram-packed.
Yeah,
so
I know.
You've got office buildings on the outside. You go inside, it's like a 20-story club.
Yeah, I know, because like to get actual like, flat
Japanese
in Tokyo
people,
is ridiculous. Price
sushi and stuff.
Yeah, to get a flat in Tokyo is like ridiculous, isn't it? And for such a tiny space.
Hobbs, you got Cyclops.
Yeah. Anyway, I think we should move away from the session because it's lasted for 36 minutes.
Reach news to talk about. We can break into the massive Reach review what we were put. Because I haven't played anything else. Neither of you have been quiet.
I have, you lying git.
Yeah, but no one cares.
Oh, fuck you.
About anything but Reach at the moment, pretty much.
You can talk about
unless you want to talk about. Unless you want to talk about how excited you are playing F1 when it comes out on Friday.
But Gary, Gary is actually really looking forward to that.
We can talk about Shank. And
yeah, Shank.
The Shadow Breaker.
Yeah,
we'll do a Reach thing, but
So there you go. There
break
are
it.
Stuff
we'll break it in with the Reach news.
Because I haven't got online, so I haven't been constantly playing Reach. I still have friends, which I will lose once
it's
I get my internet
including
connection.
A pro tip.
Oh, pro tip, here we go.
My Reach pro tip.
Oh, what, mine?
No, my Reach pro
oh,
tip.
You don't have a pro tip.
I have
yeah.
a pro, I have a pro
game.
Tip. We'll come to that in a minute, though.
It's play Rocket Fight.
That also does help. You cannot play Firefight or anything co-op if you don't have a hard drive on your Xbox.
Good, yeah.
Look, it's locked. It's locked out. You can't do it.
That's the first instance I've ever heard that happening.
No co-op, no Firefight, or basically anything cooperative you cannot play unless you have a hard drive.
I didn't know that.
That does include the 4GB Xbox Slim because it counts it as a flash memory. And not as a hard drive.
That sucks.
So people have gone out to play, oh, I just want to grab a Halo. I just want to grab a cheap Xbox. Get some, get Reach.
They
get
should
reach.
Have that written on the,
get,
like,
get
in massive letters on the box. They really should.
Yeah, get Reach. I should play my friends. They can't.
That's really shit. I'd hate them for that. Because it costs like 70 quid to get a hard drive.
You can't buy the hard drives over here for those Xboxes.
Can you?
Not the new ones. You can in America. They're coming over here very soon. But you can't buy... Because it's internal, and you have to pop the back open or something, and you pull it out. It's like a tray.
It's ridiculously priced for something.
It
like
is.
That.
They're really expect. They're like, Kotaku worked out as in America, you can buy 250 gig hard drives for those things, and or something like that. I think the 250 gig ones, and it works out as if you buy that the 4GB Xbox and a hard drive, you're paying. More than you would if you just bought it outright anyway.
Oh dear.
Yeah, and you've also got a useless 4GB hard drive sitting around.
Aww.
Yeah.
Don't call it useless, he's trying.
But yeah, so if you have an Xbox Arcade or any Xbox, you hit the hard drive.
That's
off,
not really a top tip, that's more
play.
Of a warning.
It's not a pro tip.
I got
that's
pro
not
tip.
My pro tip.
Oh, I want to hear your pro tip, though. I'm really interested. Because I bet it's rubbish.
Campaign matchmaking is coming soon.
Right.
And the reason it wasn't on release is because Bungie didn't want people spoiled in the first mission they play. But you jump into campaign matchmaking and it puts you up you vote for the level you want to play.
Oh, right. Okay.
And if they put it in the start, people would have gone on it and then played the last level first.
Oh, right, yeah, I suppose.
So that's what they, yeah. So
you say ruin it, though.
So it's coming soon.
You say ruin it?
Yeah.
Everyone knew what happened at the end of Reach.
Yeah, but you're doing the thing in a different order. you, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose. Because if anyone was shocked that Reach fell and all the Noble team died... Actually, no. What happened to the sniper dude?
He was blown up.
Was he?
He's on this one of the transports.
Everyone dies.
You know, at the end of Pillar of War,
yeah,
there's two transports that go away and one gets blown up.
Oh, what, one of the Pelicans?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's on that
pelican. No, he's not.
Are you sure?
No, because he fucks off with Dr. Halsey, doesn't he?
Great spoiler warning, by the way, guys.
Well, it's a
4-hour campaign.
Yeah, to be fair, as I said before, it's
and
not
it's
a massive
been a
spoiler.
Week for, it's been more than a week.
Yeah, and I've already said, if you don't know the ending to Reach, you're an idiot. Because
it's in all the promotional work and...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, true.
The Fall of Reach. There's a book called The Fall of Reach.
And all the...
Yeah, but what happens to him? Because he kind of, like, at the beginning of the Pillar of Rome level, he goes, see you later, dude. And he's like, yeah, I'll sort it out. And he fucks off with Dr. Halsey.
He dies. Everybody dies.
That'll be a bit weak if they don't actually say, oh, so how do you die then? He just dies.
He'll be the new main character. Confirmed.
Right here, exclusive.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It sold $200 million worth of games.
Not surprising at all.
In one day.
In one day?
In America.
What? Christ alive! Keep in mind that's only on one console as well.
Modern Warfare sold 400 million.
Yeah, but that was on PS3 and...
PC.
PC. No, it wasn't PC on launch, was it? Yeah. I thought it came out a little bit later on PC.
I don't know.
But like, yeah, that was multi-format. This is just one console. That's
well, if that was on the PS3, it would have sold probably about. It would have been as big as Modern Warfare.
Yeah,
but it's happened because it wasn't on.
So Halo's still the massive cash cow. That because it wouldn't. I thought it wouldn't be.
Yes.
I thought
Microsoft has said, yeah, we're not letting Halo go. That you buy an if you buy an Xbox in the future, there will always be Halo games on it. That's what
of course
they said,
they're not
because they like money.
Yeah, of course they like money. But, yeah, because Gears of War's going to stop, mate. Well, not actually, to be fair. The trilogy's ending. It's doing what Halo did. So, it's the end of this story arc. They're saying it with Gears of War as well. It's the end of that story arc.
Yeah, they won't get rid of the...
Do you want to hear my pro tip?
Well, go on then. Floss your teeth.
Floss.
Yeah, floss.
Floss your anus.
Everyone in the world has to install Reach to their hard drive.
Why?
Because it cuts pretty much every single load time by about 20 to 30 seconds.
Really?
Yes.
Whoops.
It never occurred to me to do it.
Yeah, no,
but
I
then I did it. And it's like, this is amazing.
Some
like,
games
because
are
the
really...
The campaign stuff does take a long time to load up.
Yeah.
Especially if you're not starting at the mission start and you're starting at a checkpoint.
Yeah.
They take a long time. You install it, it's like, bang.
Alright, I'll do that later.
Yeah, I'll do that later as well. No, but the thing is though,
pro tip.
Like, some games, it doesn't make any jack shit difference.
It makes a hell of a lot of difference on this.
And then, like, certain games, like, well, let's say,
like you
FIFA,
know, you
FIFA
notice,
it does make so much difference. It's pretty much instant.
You notice specifically on, when you're playing, like, say, matchmaking games, loading the map types, if the more people have got it installed, sort of, a lot quicker.
That's alright, then. I'm going to do that when I get in, then.
Thank you.
Pro tip. That's a pro tip, actually.
It's not from him, though. It's from the internet.
Yeah, to be fair. My pro tips actually come from my mind.
Pro tip.
Yeah, damn straight. Callum's pro tip of... Oh, yeah. Oh, I will now reveal to you how to get...
What's your pro tip?
Carter's helmet for your avatar.
Yeah.
Complete a legendary campaign level without dying.
Yeah.
All you have to do is do the level.
I know exactly what this is.
All you have to do is play the level on legendary, as you normally would.
Yeah.
And then when you're on the last checkpoint, leave the game. Then come back into it. Make sure you don't die on that last checkpoint and it'll count.
I thought you were going to say just like do... the opening cutscene, because the opening cutscene counts as a level.
It doesn't count as a level, though. You don't have to do it to complete the campaign.
Damn it.
Complete thing.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That was one of the levels
it's the same as Lone Wolf. That doesn't count.
I've done Lone Wolf on Legendary.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
Done on Legendary, though.
Yeah, but you can miss
it.
Out Lone Wolf
but
and complete
it,
the campaign
I've done
on,
it
Legendary.
On Legendary.
What?
I've done Lone Wolf on Legendary.
Yeah, well done, Hobbs. Well done, indeed. Yeah, but that's how you do it. And that's what I did it on Nightfall. Because after you
I can't even get to the end of Nightfall on Heroic.
To be fair, that bit with the shade turrets is really horrible. You need a sniper rifle that bit, otherwise you will be there for a very long time.
I tried to do that level on Legendary, and I got to the point where, you know, you defend the engineers.
Mm-hmm. No, you're trying to save the militia?
Yeah. Yeah. They all died instantly.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what happened.
They all died instantly, and then I got... It was me and the sniper dude.
That's what happened to me. I immediately set foot down there and was like, oh, the militia are dead.
The phantoms come down, and I'm on, like, I got, like, the second phantom, and I was like, I've had enough of this. I'm going to do the game on... Because I need to kill 200 grunts.
Oh, right.
For the challenge yesterday.
Why are those big monkey things?
What? What, brutes?
The big two big creatures you see charging about.
Yeah, well, they're fucking randomly just in there, just going.
I just creep by them.
I didn't creep by them. I let them kill all the Covenant, and then I shot them.
You creep by them, and they sort of they kill the Covenant, piss off, and then you can sort of walk past.
I just wanted to kill them because they were stupid and weird. And Halo has taught me one thing: kill anything that is foreign and alien to you.
Why were they?
What about the Momo?
Oh god, I killed all the Mao.
Yeah, I got that.
The Momo, or whatever they're called.
Momo.
Because they're stupid ostriches that scream. I was like, bang, bang, you all got to die. Punching one's hilarious. Oh shit.
Right then, what are we doing now then, boys?
Right.
We've done lots of news.
We have done a ridiculous
amount
of news.
We've already started on Halo.
Yeah, we might as well finish on Halo.
I like Halo.
Yeah, it is very nice.
Just one take.
Yeah, just let this just go.
I'm tempted to bring up my review and then read it out.
No,
please don't try and hock off your own crap, okay?
1,500 words.
Did you use my line in it?
What is your line?
Yes, you can barrel.
What?
Yes, you can do a barrel.
I think I did.
Hobbs, this is an endorsement-free zone. I'm not having you endorse your own reviews.
Yeah, we'll just drink this Coca-Cola and eat these Ferrero Rocher.
Oh, man, I want some Ferrero Rocher now.
But, no, I don't like them. They're just disgusting. But anyway, because you two haven't even tried it on Legendary. You've tried it on Legendary, Hobbs.
Yeah.
And cried.
Yeah.
You haven't.
From the first level.
Well, that's a cutscene, Hobbs.
No, the level after, the bit with...
What, on Legendary?
On the farm, yeah.
On Legendary?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that hard, to be fair.
Yeah, I know. Fucking ages to do that, as I've done for an hour.
Yeah, all you need to do is get a plasma pistol. As your first weapon. And that's how you get rid of their shields.
It's just this elite, it's a pain in the...
No, that's what you do, you get a DMR. That kills them once you get the shields down. Switch to your DMR, and shoot them in the head. It kills them straight away. Quiet, you're making noise.
No, you're making noise.
Yeah, so that's all you have to do.
To be fair,
so you can absolutely blitz.
No, to be fair, I'm crap at Halo. I am crap at Halo. Right?
Have you done Modern Warfare 2 on Veteran?
Yes.
You'll do this. That is a lot harder than Halo. Because Halo's got auto aim. For the life of you, just. Shoot stuff. Just get the DMR and shoot stuff in the head. It auto aims for you, for fuck's sake, Hobbs. It's not that hard.
I am crap at Halo, but since I've been playing Halo Reach for the last, like, I've put about 8 hours into the game.
How can you do Veteran on Modern Warfare and can't do it? Halo on Legendary.
I can hold myself behind cover.
You can do that.
And the enemies always do the same thing on Modern Warfare, and there's a zoom button.
The zoom button doesn't matter.
That's how I got through.
DMR's got a zoom feature on it.
I got through Modern Warfare on the PSA on Veteran because all the enemies did exactly the same thing all the time.
All right. So Halo,
basically Halo, they move around a bit.
Yeah, but seriously, just DMR, headshot them all. It's really easy. And then when you get Bruce, it's even easier because you just get a needler. And they home in on you for you, and then they just explode instantly. Even the hammer dudes.
All right. I'll have a go when we've done this, and you can see how shit I am at it.
Okay, I will. And then I can just go, this is how it's done, son.
This is how we do it.
Bah, 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 bah. That's everybody dancing now. Oh, no.
I like the game. I think I gave it 9.5 in the review
I wrote. I'll need to play the multiplayer first, but if it's anything like Halo 3's multiplayer, I'm sold already. Yeah. Is it better?
It is better. The best part about the multiplayer is...
Oh, yeah, another...
To pick the game type with the voting thing. Brilliant.
Yeah, I did that in the beta. But, oh, yeah. Another pro tip, when you try it on Legendary, don't use the assault rifle.
My favourite weapon.
It's awful.
It is really weak and really inaccurate.
Yeah, it's terrible. Likewise.
He's got a phone call, I think.
No, but it is just the weakest piece of shit in the world. You might as well pick up the plasma pistol and shoot grunts, because they do a lot more damage. Made the plasma pistol really awesome. Because I wonder if that's the same one.
The main problem I have with the campaign, we'll do a bit by bit. Maybe we might have with the campaign is the some of the textures are a bit off.
I didn't notice that.
If you look for it, you can. If it looks fine.
Oh yeah, but if you're looking for Fox, you can find Fox.
They have sacrificed graphical fidelity to make everything so big.
I prefer that. I prefer.
Oh yeah, it works.
Yeah,
but because of their engine, they. Like most, like other games,
but okay,
better engines would have had. You could have both, but the Halo engine, they sacrificed stuff looking so awesome for the how big every and awesome everything is.
Yeah, because Halo's pretty much really grand in the scale, like super grand. The levels are huge.
Yeah, I know. And the other thing it was that like, see, at some points in the game, they just sort of throw enemies at you. Like they just think bits. We're gonna make this bit a hard part of the game. We're going to check a hard
No, yeah, I get that, because in the campaign, the difficulty spikes sometimes, and you do get stuck in this horrible bit. They're like the bit of Nightfall, when you bump into the shade turrets.
What's the shade turret?
The gun turrets, gun turrets.
Yeah, yeah.
That bit is fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a sniper, and even with a sniper rifle, it's horrible high, because you'll be sniping them, and then one elite will just run towards you, without you knowing, and just hit, and just kill you.
It's just they will just flood you with enemies. And that's not good game design.
That's all right.
Good game design would be like, fair enough, more enemies, but they do something rather than just, like, you'll just get a load of grunts run at you, a load of elites run at you, and a load of bruises. It's just like, make them do something rather than just storm at
you. No, they do that. Like, the bits I got stuck in is like, one, like, say, there's a bit on Exodus before you go onto the landing pad and do a little fly bit.
Yeah.
There's this room fucking full of enemies like brutes and grunts and everything. Yeah. And what makes that bit super hard is there's a fucking brute, an armoured shielded brute with a fuel rod cannon. And you can't do that much without him shooting you, and it's really annoying that bit is.
Yeah.
You've got to focus on taking him down. There's a strategy.
They just flood you with high power stuff rather than.
There's a strategy to it. If you kill him, then you can get the rest, because he's the one you should go after. There is some sort of tactic to it. You just, like, prioritise your target, sort of thing. And you've got to prioritise him, otherwise you're just going to get fucked.
They're just bits where they just throw loads of enemies at you.
I'd much rather
they have... Maybe not on the Legendary mode, but on, like, Heroic.
The only bit that I found that they did that...
They have less enemies, but they flank you and do stuff. Because I was
They do that anyway.
No, I was playing Nightfall last night, and there's a bit where you come across some base... And you're sniping loads of dudes, and there's some dudes that come and run up the side of the hill, and then they go around the side of the hill.
Mm.
So there's a path going around the side of the hill, and I was on top of the hill. So they could have come up behind me and flanked me, because I wouldn't have noticed them there, and they just stood at the bottom of the hill going...
No, well...
Not actually doing anything.
Again, the AI is really, really good in that game, and most times they do flank you. If you get in amongst them...
It is good, but there is moments in the game where...
If you get in amongst them, they'll do all sorts. You try, like, there's an elite on the rock...
Yeah.
Like on the other side, right? You're trying to go around it, and you're going in circles. Another one will go the opposite direction. They do flank you, but they don't actively search out for flanking with you. So there's certain games that do that, but that's all they do. Like say Brothers in Arms.
Yeah.
You go out and the whole point of that game is to see who can flank who better, pretty much. Yeah. And it just turns out to be this massive clusterfuck of just very very repetitive boringness.
No, it just
random. Showing. But with Halo, they keep doing different things. It's very, very...
No, they're just points in the game where it just lags. That's the thing. That's the point I was trying to do. There's points in the game where the game design lags, the AI just decides not to do anything for a little bit. It's good, but they just doesn't do anything for a little bit. If you know what I mean, it's kind of hard to explain.
The one bit of the campaign that pissed me off more than anything was the space battle. It's so crap.
I think the space battle was a good addition because it breaks it up. Like the other problem I have with it was the fact that most of the objectives are go destroy this tower, go destroy this tower, go destroy this tower.
Yeah, but I don't really pay much attention to it.
Sticking in the space battle, what, like 2/3 of the way through the game?
That's not 2/3.
But half the way through the game.
Halfway through.
Yeah. Works.
Because by the time you're up there
for maybe 20 minutes, and you come back down again, you're like, that's a nice break from.
Yeah, no, it's a nice
plasma
break.
Grenades
and
assault rifles.
It's good break, but they could have done it.
I've received some terrible news.
What's that?
My modem fucked till Friday, so I've got no internet.
Gutted.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to do the Wiggly Challenge.
Gutted.
Oh, no.
It's 30 games of matchmaking. I'm sure you can do it by next Tuesday.
I've done, like, two.
I'm on 11 so far. I'm sure you can do it by next Friday.
I'm going to see if I just plug in the old router, see if that's good. No, old modem, see if I can get more fixed.
But, no, because I was sitting there thinking, Rogue Squadron's a lot better than this. I just didn't like it. It was too floaty, too rubbish.
I liked it.
It wasn't epic enough either.
It wasn't epic enough, but
it served as a break. I don't want a break in that game. It's going to change like the sort of gameplay in it. I want it to still be intense and awesome.
It still looks epic when you're looking down at Reach and everything's blowing up.
I think that's kind of why they did it. It's like, oh look, everything burn up. Oh yeah, I'm dying because everything's
shooting. I think that's kind of why they did it to make you pull out and go, oh shit, everything's exploding.
Yeah, but it didn't really work with me, to be fair.
I enjoyed it, just a stop gap from the action.
What do you think? Did you like the space bar?
It adds a bit of variety.
It was good. My favourite bit in the game is the bit after the space battle when you first go into the Covenant.
That bit's awesome,
and
that
the sound is muffled and there's fight, and that's just so good.
Yeah,
but they did that in the second one, didn't they? Like space battles and muffledness and all that jazz. But no, that was a really good bit. Like you land on top of it, you go in, take the bridge, and then take it. It was an awesome plan.
I just enjoyed the because we all knew how it was going to end. It was just the twists and turns that got you there, and all the bits were like glimmers of hope, like maybe they could, and then no.
I think
blow up one ship, 700 ships come along.
My favourite bit in the campaign, if we're doing that, my favourite bit in the campaign is the Alexandria mission.
I know.
With the when you start off and you go through the very ODST style city.
Yeah.
And then you go into the helicopter and you fly around bit to bit, and then you go in that club and it's like, and then you go to the hotel and it's
see, all the highlights that people said about the game. It's like, the space battle's good. New Alexandria when you're flying around in the Falcon, that's good as well. I found really underwhelming. I found them really
lacking in atmosphere. When you fly and the buildings are falling down, and there's fires going off in the distance, and there's banshees everywhere,
it's lacking in atmosphere. Like Modern Warfare 2, I think it's a perfect example of like watching stuff go to shit, which really was what Reach was all about. Like the whole planet, I just don't think they did it well enough.
I think they really did.
The only time I knew everything went to shit was Lone Wolf. I think they got that pretty well with all the music. It went fine.
That was pretty much perfect ending.
Yeah, but that was the only bit that I thought everything's just gone to shit. Uh oh, everything's glassed and there is no hope. Oh dear.
I thought you can see the slow downfall, and it worked. I think it worked really well.
Yeah,
the buildings coming in, and you get the ships flying over, and just the further you go in the campaign, the more and more and more Covenant there are, and then you like look on the distance, you do like the scarabs in the distance trampling on warthogs and stuff. It's really good. Yeah, it works as a slow, because it starts off very slow and it really really builds.
True, but again, like say the music, I just don't think it was timed right. I mean, it's pretty hard to do it with an unpredictable game like Halo. Still, they could have done it a little bit better.
I think it's good.
I thought the campaign was a little bit underwhelming, but I still liked it.
Like I said, there's just a few little bits that make it stop being an absolutely, not perfect, because you can't get a perfect game, but an absolutely an amazing game.
My own personal niggle at the game was just the character development. It wasn't enough.
No, there wasn't there.
No, it's just like
Master Chief isn't exactly massive. Halo's not really strong for that, though. They've only started trying to people you care about, and it's not working.
Enjoyed the characters of ODST.
See, I didn't at all. All the voice acting.
I prefer the ODST team to the Noble team.
It's the other way around for me. Because the ODST team, the voice actors, even though they're pretty much all famous voice actors, they just sounded like they couldn't give a shit. Because half of them were from Fife. Well, two of them.
No, three of them.
Was it three of them?
The medic was the ginger pilot.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And then one of them was Adam Baldwin, the other one was Nathan Fillion.
Yeah. And then there was the tarp from Battlestar Galactica, wasn't there?
Yeah.
yeah, they just all sound like, oh, I can't be bothered. This is quite shit. Well, with Noble Team, it was actually all right. Like, like when she's talking about the plan to get the supercarrier, yeah, that was a good bit. But there wasn't enough of that. If you wanted us to give a shit about the team, do more with it. Bungie aren't really good with it. That's why I'm kind of glad it's switching hands. Maybe they can start.
There was only a couple of, like, you know when all the, when they all started dying.
Yeah.
Only a couple of them. No, there wasn't very many that made me like feel like, oh shit.
Yeah, no. George's death.
The,
I thought
the one when I think actually quiet, she went, oh fuck. Was when what's her face gets shot.
Cat.
Yeah, that's yeah, what yeah. I didn't expect.
And it was like, oh fuck.
Yeah, she gets shot in the face.
Like, your top was good until he like. Just when he picked you up,
yeah.
I was like, oh god.
I like George's death because he was him and Kat were the only people I gave a shit about. Carter couldn't give a fuck.
And Carter was like, it was
I really warmed to.
It's just like, boom.
I really warmed to George.
Emile's was funny. I laughed because he was just like, I'm ready. Are you stab in the face? That was an awesome way to go. That was, but. Yeah. Oh no. And obviously, your deaths. Obviously, that was the one.
I didn't think they made a wise choice with making level 6 nameless and faceless.
No, I don't like it. I really don't. They say you want
just
to make
no because it makes you feel like you're just looking at this planet
yourself.
Die.
Yeah. No. It's I know what it is. It's what they did with Master Chief as well.
Characters,
yeah, right? No, that's what they did with, that's what they do with Master Chief, because you project yourself on there because you don't know what he looks like. He barely says anything, so you kind of project yourself onto him. So you
I don't think it's a projecting yourself. I think it's a Noble Six is a vehicle for the player to
observe
the downfall of this entire colony of people.
Yeah, but I don't like that, because if they don't do it well enough, if you don't care about your squad enough.
I think it's not the squad, the actual planet. They handled the downfall of the planet very, very well.
As I said before, I didn't really get that from it. So this whole silent warrior sort of type thing. At least he said a few things like affirmative and yes, sir.
Yeah.
Instead of the ODSD guy, who to me, in my eyes, was a bit of a dick. Just wouldn't say anything. Hey, how are you? So.
Well,
one of them arseholes you just can't talk to.
Okay, so campaign good. In general.
Yeah. I'd give it 7.
So I'd give the campaign like a 9.
I wouldn't give it a 9.
Just the campaign. Why?
For like 7.5, 8. It's good, but it's not.
It's not the best one.
It's the best.
I think it's the best one. There's quite a lot of replayability to it.
I think it's the best one I've played.
Halo 2's was really good.
I haven't played Halo 2.
As an overall package, Halo 2, but for highlights of the series, number one. Like the silent cartographer. You know when you land on the beach in the Pelicans and you go out? That's awesome, that bit is. They tried, they tried doing that for that was pretty epic, but that wasn't while you were playing it, so they couldn't really do the same thing. No, they tried doing it. You went on the beach on the last Night of Solace or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The spaceship one. Just before you get in the spaceship, you're going across the beach. They're trying to do it with that, but it's not epic enough. There's not like 10 other guys running up.
If there was enough dropships coming down.
Yeah, because they made it look like there was loads of your dudes, loads of their dudes. Epic music. Go. Do your shit. They didn't really do that.
Yeah.
The music is the
problem. The music in the cutscenes in Reach were really good.
The guitar bit when you first see the
LA. Yeah. Oh yeah, bow, bow. Yeah, that was awesome. I was like, yeah, let's kick some ass now. I want to kick some ass.
Firefight.
Love it. I love Firefight in ODST, and I love the fact it's completely customizable now.
Yeah.
So you can make it into a complete.
That is in the review. I'm going to get back to it because I'll just keep reminding myself of it. The thing that I put the best part about Reach is the fact that there's so much variety.
That's always been the case with Halo, though.
Yeah.
It's like, what
do I feel like today? I can play some campaign. No, I feel like playing SWAT. I'll go on the SWAT playlist.
But even like you,
and then you just go,
played all the campaign levels, done all the difficulties. Let's do campaign scoring. I'm going to beat
campaign scoring. Or you can go campaign, you put loads of skulls on, and chop and change them like that. Or then you go on Firefight and you can edit every single option. Same on the campaign, you can go and create your player matches and edit every single option. And then you've got Forge World, which I haven't even touched yet.
I'm not going to touch that because even though it's a good idea, you know, player. made content or that. I don't use it.
It's just, a sandbox of fucking around. That's all it is for.
I've already helped someone made it with a giant racetrack in the sky.
it's just for fucking around.
All I did was he made a ramp. I went to the end of the ramp and put some wool. So every time we went to the ramp, you crashed into the wall and died.
So yeah, it is just for screwing around with.
Yeah,
people have made some good maps though.
They've
replicated Halo 2 maps already. Like
yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Stuff like that. It does not surprise me at all.
And Firefight is great now because it's got max matchmaking.
But it's different. In the Firefight and matchmaking, unlimited lives, one round.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then you get the custom ones, like the custom one me and Qua were playing, which are basically pimped out by IGN. Yeah, this is the map for farming achievements.
You're invincible.
Yeah,
invincible,
well, I
no
that.
Reload.
Yeah, but you can do that yourself. I did that myself. Yeah.
You can do it yourself, but it's just easy to download the 2 kilobyte file.
Yeah. But, blah, 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 blah. No, there was the one thing that really did fuck me off about ODST was there was no matchmaking at all for Firefight.
Yeah.
So you had to... That's
go,
quite,
had,
I would,
had to
I would,
go with your friends.
I would have done
the problem with me because I always had 4 friends to...
It
See, no, I would jump in and play some now because I have no achievements in ODST.
The only reason
but,
I got some of the achievements in ODST, you know, like the No Hog one.
Yeah.
And that sort of stuff, because we found 4 players when we were playing Halo 3 and go, oh, do you want to get go and just blast through the Vidmaster ones? Like, Endure, that one, the Hog one, and then Annual on them.
Yeah.
Halo 3. So that's the reason I've got them all and you haven't, so... And I'm not ever. I'm sorry, Fly, I'm not doing Endure. I'm not doing it again. That took me about 2.5 hours to do.
What about the multiplayer then? Just the basic.
That's where I sleep. Because I have not tasted its sweet nectar yet.
I like it. I'd even hasten to say it's probably, so far, it's preferable to Modern Warfare.
I think that's just because it's so refreshing to Modern Warfare.
No, what it is, we've played Modern Warfare to death.
And we need this break before Black Ops comes out.
See, I haven't played Modern Warfare to death. Not as much as you two. You've turned my Xbox on.
Yeah, well, Gavin's played it more than me now.
I haven't played it as much as you two. And... It's just better because you pick a playlist and there's 100 different thousand types of game types in there. Sniper Battles, SWAT,
no, but I will say
Slayer,
one thing,
Elite Slayer.
Are full of dickheads. And bigger dickheads than
that's why I have this headset. So
no,
talking
no,
anybody,
no.
I just like
in game, like you get in a vehicle someone else doesn't want you to be in.
Yeah, they'll
blow up your vehicle and kill you.
I've not come across any of that.
Now, if someone kills you once on purpose or twice by accident, you are then given the immediate option to boot them.
You've been able to do that on Halo 3 as well. But it was really annoying because I'd kill someone by accident. I was just riding along. It was my first kill. It was just random. It would just go, oh, do you want to boot him for that? Because I was just driving along and this guy just ran in my way. It was like a virtual manslaughter case. I was just driving along and this idiot just came out of nowhere. I ran him over and he booted me. I feel well bad if I was driving a car and I got done for manslaughter. I felt
it's
like
if somebody, I've come across it once where I actually did boot someone just because they stood there and then I sort of walked up to them because there was a weapon nearby.
Mm.
They shot me in the head, so I was like, yeah, fuck you. I'm booting you.
Yeah, no, I am.
The only other time I've been given the option to boot, I was playing Rocket Fight, and you can't help if someone kills you on Rocket Fight because there's just rockets, infinite rockets everywhere, and it can't be helped. So I didn't bother kicking him then. But I haven't come across any small American teenagers going, "Meh, you're an asshole."
You don't play it late enough. You don't play it late enough, obviously. Yeah. Then you about 11 o'clock at night, they'll start coming on. About 11, 12 ish. They'll all start coming on. It was the same with Modern Warfare. And because...
What the fuck am I supposed to do without internet?
Do what I do?
What?
Cry myself to sleep every night.
I just play the campaign on Legendary. That's what I have to do now.
Oh, what, sports on your own?
Yeah.
You don't want any help?
Okay.
That's alright. And if I can do it with Chris Joyce, because I've done it with Chris Joyce, you'll be able to do it. It's fine. Because he's terrible at the game. Because he kept trying to get into forklifts. It's like, they must be there for a reason. I'm like, no, they're not. Just get out of
it. He was doing that as well. Just jumping into forklifts.
I retract my offer. I'm going to get angry with you.
I don't know what I did that
head up to. Oh, yeah, the beeping was hilarious. He was trying to chase a fucking ostrich with it as well.
By the way, what is arena mode?
It's basically...
That is absolutely disgusting.
Sorry.
Basically, what it is you play... Arena mode is in seasons, and they last, like, 16 weeks or something like that.
Yeah.
You play 3 games in arena mode, and it ranks you. And then at the end of the season... and then at the end of the season, it gives you a position in the rankings.
Okay.
That's it. It's just another thing for people to play. But you'll get the hardcore for people doing, like, professional team doubles. Like, me and Josh did that, and we got our ass kicked.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No, there was a team... There was, like, a hardcore team match game type on Halo 3 I was playing. And I thought, I'll go in there for a Barry. No, don't ever do that.
Just stick to playing SWAT.
Yeah, because there was, like, a player of five people who obviously just, like, hug each other and... share the same collective mind,
yeah.
And they would rape you all.
Sniper, slayer.
Who plays Halo with tactics? You play there, switch your brain off, and watch the happy explosions. Yay! Yeah.
I hate sniper.
The sniper ones are brilliant. I loved it. I was playing sniper on one of the weird looking maps.
I can't snipe.
The big bowl in the middle, and it was well good.
Snipers. All I do is go around because there was a radar one. I go around.
DMRs are better than sniper rifles anyway. You just go bang, just point in the general direction, and it will hit them.
But SWAT is good. I like the sniper one. There was these two dudes. It's like basically in this level, there's like a big bowl in the middle, and then there's like two towers.
Yeah, I know which one.
And another one. And there was two guys just stood at the top of these towers trying to snipe people. Mm. Walked up behind them and assassinated them both. And I assassinated the first one, just stood there for a couple of seconds and said, "Is he going to notice me?" Like, just carried on, just stood there. Rip his face
off.
That's
what I do. All I do is go around assassinating snipers.
Is assassinating people online really easy?
It is on the game of snipers because there's no radar.
Right.
Yeah, and you basically...
So if you go this on and hold RB...
Then you have to go behind them.
You have to be behind them.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine then, because that's normally an instant kill anyway.
Yeah.
So, because I thought...
If you just get behind and whack them, that's not an instant kill anymore.
You can on campaign do it from the front.
Some of them is weird, because I've had someone, like, just assassinate me. I don't know if it was from behind or not, but the animation is him. It's showing him, like, punching me in the chest.
Sometimes,
like, the animation will be, like, you go up behind them, hold RB, I did it yesterday, hold RB, they'll, like, push you so you're facing them and then start beating you from the front.
No, like, the...
Rather than having you get assassinated from the front.
Yeah, because I swear I did it on an elite. I ran up...
No, there's an animation where you turn them around, basically your character turns them around and then starts,
apparently,
from, like, taking, slits their throat.
I haven't seen this yet, but apparently, if you time it right, you can parry a sword attack away with a gun. It's like the tiniest window. Mm. If you, like, melee at the right time of a sword attack, you can, like, I think it maybe parry it into an animation that kills them.
I've no idea.
Or just parry the sword attack so you've got a chance of surviving.
To be fair, swords are shit online. Getting that sword's pre-achievement.
Oh, no, I've been playing...
a nightmare.
I've been playing Slayer Pro.
Yeah.
On Powerhouse. And there's a hammer lying around somewhere.
Yeah,
that level is always in the same place, and it respawns quite a lot.
Mm.
And I can quite happily go and get 8 or 9 kills in a row.
No, hammers are better
with the hammer
than a sword.
I just use hat, get hammer, then sit the cloak, boom.
Yeah. Oh no, I got hammer and sprint. You just sprint.
Hammer and cloak. That'd be so annoying.
Yeah.
The cloak is actually good now.
If you start, see people.
No, but if you start moving around, they'll see you really easily.
Yeah, but if you walk, if you walk or crouch, you're still fully cloaked.
Oh right.
Yeah. So you just sort of go.
So you just stand next to a doorway and just go bang.
Yeah.
Bang.
Pretty much. Bang. No, yeah, there was these dudes hold up. You played Powerhouse in the beta.
The only one I played.
So there's a circular map.
Circular one. There's water at the bottom. Then there's like.
I played the one where it's. It's based on one of the levels.
They're all based on up. Oh no, that's right, sword base.
Yeah.
Powerhouse is like the other popular one in the beta. It's water on the bottom floor.
They were the only two maps in the beta.
Yeah, the other map in the beta.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. There's a gravity hammer sitting around, and there's that building in the corner, like the officey building in the corner, the two levels.
Yeah.
And there was a couple of dudes hiding up in there, and I got hammer and cloak. Very slowly walked in. Hammer one dude, everyone goes. The fuck? How many other dudes? I'm in the third dude, and my cloak wears off. I'm crouched in the corner like this. I can be seen again. And this guy just looks at me and just goes, shotgun.
Fuck. One of the most annoying things on Halo 3 was trying to get that shotgun spree one. I never got it. It was horrible. The most I got was 4, and it was agonising. Fucking horrible.
I've only played a little Halo 3 on, I remember. But the most thing I ever see happen on Halo multiplayer is two people with the assault rifles running towards each other.
Yeah.
Firing, and the first one in melee wins.
Yeah, that's what Halo 3. That's what the Halo is, really, yeah. Isn't it?
People still do that, and it's just like.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Oh, right, see, I backtrack. Running towards a person. Yeah.
You don't backtrack.
I backtrack. So
have I told you about my best game on Halo Reach yet? I was playing Team Slayer, and it was...
Oh, I've got a video to show you guys later on.
Need a laptop?
Why? It's charging.
Oh, okay, never mind then.
It's like really low. It was low.
So I was playing this game with Team Slayer. It was me, four guys versus four guys. Yeah. Immediately, my two of the guys left on my team. So it was me and this other guy, and this other guy was terrible. I was like, fuck's sake. What do I do? By the time I'd finished the game, I'd got 37 kills.
Nice.
And the other guy'd got the rest, and we won the game against his full team. I was just running around with a jetpack and a shotgun. Oh, fuck you.
I actually saved the video, because I had a really, really good match. It wasn't like an average match, but it was one, right at the end of the game, I did this one amazing shot, where I basically just... firing at this dude in front of me with an assault rifle. He goes down, and I see this fella, like, it's on Powerhouse, fella across the other side of the map. Alright, I'm gonna, he's like basically about to shoot something big at me, and I just whip out my pistol and just go, actually as it pulls out, pull the trigger, headshot. There's the video on I set for my Xbox. This is amazing.
Watching it. She sucks at Halo 3, guys.
I was basically trying. There was basically me sat there for about 20 minutes, like fast forwarding through it to watch it.
Oh no!
Did the sitting button? Quiet! Stop knocking the microphone. Hold it at the base. And they're just me. Finally, I defied myself in the match at the right point and just watch as the bullet goes in slow motion.
That is so sad.
Into this guy's head, he just sort of backflips backwards into the pole.
On Halo, you can do that.
Yeah.
I think just...
Just literally... Just bang. Straight into his head, and he just backflips off the platform he was on. Into the
no, because with Halo, I can believe some of the more outrageous shit that happens, because you can just go back and film it. But like a lot of stuff on Modern Warfare 2, where they filmed it, I just think... No one's film is faked. Yeah. Who's sitting there filming themselves play it constantly in case something happens?
Quite a lot of people.
Although now Black Ops you can do.
You can do it.
I know they've done that.
I will show you the video of my match later. There's another one where I just run into ruins and some guy we just both sticky grenade each other.
What we'll do is we'll go on file share and we'll just look at that, the top videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amusing. Just stupid shit that has happened. We should probably wrap this up.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Halo Reach Bumper Edition, thanks to Rich and not being here.
Yes, indeedy.
The CDC edition
special. So what we've gathered is that Hobbs sucks dick at Halo.
I'm crapper.
Halo is very, very good.
Yeah.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better at it. Since I started playing it, believe
really?
It. Since I started playing it, I'm getting better at the game. Because I've pretty much played nothing but Halo for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what Halo is all about.
We did point out, for someone that doesn't like Halo, Halo 3 ODST Reach.
Yeah. No, to be fair, no, right. Yeah. My uni mate Andy, I can argue talking about him and all that, but this is relevant. He hates Halo. He loves the first one, hates the rest, but yet he's bought and completed every single one of them. To be fair, he got Reach for free about a week before it came out, because he's head of games at Dixon's and Chester. So, no, what Curry's. And he just can have it. It's just, what a dick. He's tried out Kinect and all that jazz because he went to a conference for...
Oh yeah, I've got an offer for you to do later on after we finish recording this. Okay. We'll wrap this shit up. Halo Reach is good.
Yes.
Bye. People that hate are just mighty bastards that hate Jordan.
Right then. Yeah, Level Up Podcast.
Hello Magazine says Reach is good.
Does it?
Yeah. Well, Hello Fair Magazine. Enough.
Halo magazine.
Magazine.
I thought you said hello, Matt. Hello, like hello.
And then he said Halo, so I went to Halo magazine. Hello.
Hello magazine said Halo Reach was good.
Levelupodcast.com.
I now hate it.
It's a joke.
BenjaminKwai.com. This is your website.
Yeah. Kwai.com.
And find Callum on Facebook and haunt him.
No, because I'm deleting it soon.
Callum Robert Laird.
I'm deleting it soon.
Why?
Because I hate Facebook now.
Twitter.
Why
did
you internet
back?
You
reload
your Facebook.
You reload it. I check it.
I'm this close to deleting my Facebook as well.
No, because all I end up doing is just looking at other people's statuses. I'm thinking, why don't you go on Twitter? Facebook gets people in a
Twitter.
Lot of... Everyone just gets... You get a lot of trouble for using Facebook. If you talk about anything with work, they'll come in on you like a ton of bricks. If you get an interview for a job, they will look at your Facebook profile to see if you're a silly dick. And I've got a fair few things that will make me unemployable on my Facebook.
I'm lucky that the people that I work for don't use the internet, because there are many pieces of Facebook with me that shouldn't be on the internet spoken of.
Same. Right. On that, I was about to say, on that note, it's probably in B flat. I was about to say we'll take a short break, but
we didn't even take any breaks today. This was fucking
an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, this is a level up intense.
See, I don't know what to call it now, because we talked about Reach and wrestling. Mm. So it was the wrestling Reach around, but I don't know what to call this one.
The episode where the mic would not stop making noises.
Yeah.
All right. Levelupodcast.com. Find Callum on Facebook.
You fucking idiot. Stop it.